That's awesome, man. Did I tell you this?
I don't know.
When I went to, it's there now, but when I went to the office last week, I get to my desk, and right behind my desk is this awesome Star Wars painting.
Oh, yeah, you told me that. That is cool.
Yeah, that's perfect.
That's a sign.
Yep. Yeah, and I brought some of my own stuff with me as well. A few little miniature X-Wings, a little Darth Vader bobblehead that says "Best Galaxy's Best Father."
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm back, guys. Mug.
Hey, there he is.
Hey, Kyle.
Welcome back.
What happened?
Of course, you know, technology being what it is, it just sort of dropped me off the call. All right, so before I rudely interrupted, where should we go? I suppose we should talk a little bit about Star Wars.
Yeah, I kind of had a bit kind of a question for you guys, somewhat Star Wars inspired, with the recent casting of Han Solo's mentor being Woody Harrelson. Who else can you see taking control of a role in Star Wars, or like, who can you see in Star Wars? Like, I know sometimes they take characters actors that, you know, sometimes they come out of the woodwork, kind of, you know, you don't never heard of them before, but at the same time, you still have your Liam Neesons and whatnot. So just on that line, I had written down a few, so I was wondering if you guys wanted to kick some around. Maybe we'll match up on some.
All right, like, give us an example of what you mean.
Well, on the list, I got the first one I'll tell you guys is Tom Hardy. I could see him having a role in a Star Wars flick.
Well, if you put any credence into the rumors, he does have a role in Episode 8.
Really? Wouldn't it be isn't it a cameo, though?
Yeah,
like Stormtrooper cameo?
Exactly. He won't talk about it. But rumors persist that Tom Hardy is a stormtrooper in Episode 8.
That's I'm saying more like his facial characteristics and stuff. Like, he's not one of those guys that, like, I pinpoint when I see him in a movie. Like, it's not like, say, oh, he was in that movie or this movie. Like, certain actors that kind of get typecast, I guess.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
You could throw out any name, right, and just choose to want that person in Star Wars or not. Another rumor that came out. I was just going to say, a recent rumor was that Michael Fassbender was supposed to be in The Force Awakens, but scheduling kind of derailed it. And I'd love to see him in a Star Wars role.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
Yeah,
I had an alternate list that I'd written when I was thinking about the question that I rewrote later on, and he was actually on my first list.
I almost find it easier to come up with people I wouldn't want to see in a Star Wars movie.
Oh, of course.
We did that a while ago, didn't we?
Probably. It sounds familiar. Like, Lindsay Lohan jumps right to the top. But as far as people I would want to see in a Star Wars movie, I think Charlize Theron would be awesome in a Star Wars movie.
Yeah, I could
see
that.
As a bad guy.
I think she should have played the role of Phasma.
She could. That type of role.
What about you, Kyle?
What about Viggo Mortensen?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that'll work for sure. He's definitely got the depth, the voice.
Sword fighting skills.
Yeah, it's all there. Which comes at a premium. I'm sure he'd be like, I'm going to hit the ground running.
But it's funny, I don't really want to see Legolas or Orlando Bloom.
I don't want to see him in anything. No. I never want to see him.
I don't mind him. I don't mind him in other movies, like a not action role. But I'm, you know, yeah. He can stay Legolas, and that's good.
Yeah, he's fine for me as Legolas, but I don't think I ever want to see him ever again.
Is he dead yet in the Pirates of the Caribbean series?
I don't think so. I think they just kind of got rid of him.
I'm sure they must have killed them all. If he's not in them anymore, then.
Will? I think Will is still kicking around, the last one I saw. And there's more coming out.
Yep. All right, what do you guys think of this one? This is deep. It's a deep cut. Because he would kill it. This guy kills anything he's in. Daniel Day-Lewis.
Oh, yes. He could be like a Saul Guerrero type.
I could see him more as a bad guy. Ooh.
Saw sort of is a bad guy.
Yeah, I see what you mean. He's an extremist.
He could be like the star of James's Tarantino Star Wars movie.
He could be in there with Crispin Glover.
Oh boy.
I would have Zoe Saldana in my Star Wars galaxy.
That'd be cool.
I like your galaxy.
Yeah, I got another one for you. This is another guy who I just find just smashes it out of the park on most of the stuff he does, and he's kind of a chameleon as well. Gary Oldman.
Yeah, he was on my list, but I didn't mention him. It's Gary Oldman. He crushes absolutely everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ever see Hannibal?
Yes.
You know, he's the guy that's like basically like cut his face off and stuff, and the guy who's plotting revenge against Hannibal the whole time. Like, he's underneath all those prosthetics with, like, anyway, it's, when I read that years and years later, and I was like, whoa.
Now, that's a good question, Corey. It's funny because, like Kyle said, you could sort of work a way to plug a lot of people in, but there are just certain people you can't see fitting too, right?
True. Like you guys had said on Sys the Cerberus a couple nights ago that you'd see possibly Johnny Depp smashing Hondo out of the park, you know? I guess it kind of, that's where it all was inspired by. Like Woody Harrelson, like it's a good casting, you know? It's interesting to see who's gonna join our galaxy, you know, in the future.
Yeah, every once in a while, I mean, a couple times we've been hit with a big name. Like Woody being the latest example. Episode 8's got Laura Dern. She's not a nobody. And that's like, yeah. Whoa, okay. Benicio del Toro, that's a big one. Like I'm still having trouble imagining him in Star Wars. But wait another 30 days or so? Hey, 330, that means we've already knocked a month off. The wait until episode 8.
Yes.
Wow.
Hey, how long until the wait for 8 hashtag starts?
Right now.
There you go.
Can we claim that?
You just titled the episode, that's for sure.
The wait for 8. It's mine. It's ours. It belongs to the tumbling saber.
I like it.
Yep.
We'll spread it amongst the Commonwealth.
It probably already exists.
Don't. No, don't go doubting. That's all yours, buddy.
Casey Affleck. There's a Star Wars actor.
I'm on the fence on Casey. I could say like he could probably play a small part, like. I don't think he'd handle Bodhi's role particularly well, but like a part of that, maybe of that size at most.
Yeah, this just in, guys. Hashtag wait for 8 is already plenty in effect.
Really?
Yeah.
In regards to Star Wars? Oh, yeah.
Well, you tried.
Yeah, I tried. I think actually Mark Hamill may have started it.
Grind for 9. Do it now.
skip right over the Han Solo movie and just go look right ahead to 9.
Yeah, do it.
Pine for 9. It'll be pine for 9. Hashtag it.
Yeah, that, well, yeah, we'll keep that in our back pockets.
When we move to the Would You Rathers, I think mine this week is going to be a bit deeper than usual, or has the that possibility anyways.
Oh, all right, do tell. Let's go.
Yeah, so I had a hard time. Like, I always want my Would You Rathers to be, like, not an easy choice. Unless I think it'll be an easy choice on opposite ends for both of you, then I go with that. But this one I'm hoping you'll have to think about. So, would you rather be a Force ghost or a Sith Lord?
Like a living Sith Lord or...
Correct.
A dead Force ghost.
Correct. A Jedi, but not of this world. Oh, yes. Okay, that's good. Good start.
I think you're begging me to loophole this. So I'm going to go ahead and choose the Sith. And right before death, I'm going to redeem myself. And I can still be a Force ghost after.
No, you're not going to die.
Loophole.
No one ever said you were going to die. You're just a Sith Lord.
Eventually you die.
That's fine, but
all Sith die.
But for today, you're just a Sith Lord. That's the answer to the question.
Yeah, but you don't know how you're going to die. You could get killed in your sleep, just like Palpatine's master.
True, true.
Yeah, it's true, true.
But no,
if I'm a Sith Lord, like, you know, I think I'm cocky enough to think that I can get away with it.
You get...
I'm going to be on top.
Oh, you're Dooku. Cool.
Yeah, but no Sith Lord goes around thinking he's going to redeem himself, because no Sith Lord thinks he's bad. They all just think they're doing what they need to do.
See?
A
good
know.
Deep question.
It's a tough question.
I don't mind you trying to loophole it, but I'm glad you think it's a tough question, because I guess it boils down to, would you rather have the cool powers or not? Or be a really good guy in tune with the Force?
Well, the Force go thing, it kind of limits you from, like, living. Which is the big thing for me.
The big deal breaker for you is the death part, right?
Kind of.
I can see that.
Yeah, you pop up, you pop in on your family, and ooh, that sandwich looks really good.
In theory, though, like, if you're a Force ghost, you were a Jedi, and you have, like, awesome memories and stuff.
You've pulled off like the all time great Jedi move in turning into a Force ghost.
So I mean,
well, I think my answer would change if, you know, we knew what else came with being a Force ghost, which maybe it's safe to assume that I think Force ghosts they gain quite a bit more insight in that next stage of their life, kind of.
I think you're right. I think there's something enlightening about becoming a Force ghost. I think that's assumed.
Well, yeah, I mean,
yeah, if I had a peaceful life and all that, I'm going to go that route. And
in learning to become a Force ghost, you spend a lot of time reflecting. They touch on that in the Ahsoka novel, ever so briefly.
Vader loopholed that.
Yeah, he did. That's still a debate. But you're not the chosen one, so GTFO.
I'm the looper.
What about you, Kyle? Are you good through and through, or do you want to like lift things up with the Force?
I'm stalling, man. I'm stalling because this is tough.
Yes.
If I knew that being a Force ghost was forever, I would choose Force ghost.
Right.
But
since Qui-Gon doesn't appear in the OT, we're going to have to assume that it's not forever.
Yeah. Even in old EU stuff, I remember there's something Obi-Wan telling Luke at one point that, you know, he only had a certain amount of, I guess, like Force materials available to him to materialize.
Well,
at one point, like, he was going to stop.
There's strong rumors that Obi-Wan and or Yoda are going to be in episode 8.
That's fine, but I'm talking about old EU literature.
Nope.
Just saying, that's what was at one time.
I'm just going to call back to, like, Tumbling Saber episode 40 something, where I said, where the heck was Qui-Gon for the OT? And then everybody said, no, you can't be a Force ghost forever. It dissipates. And so I was like, okay, fine. That's the answer I'll have to accept.
It could be.
Except now you don't want it to be.
But it could dissipate into something even better. Put the positive spin on it. Loophole it.
I agree with Kyle though. If you knew you could like watch your family and their family and like hang around forever as an overseer, that's a pretty attractive option.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. It seems like you have all your mental faculties about you, right? And
even then some.
And then some. Like you've gained all kinds of insight. Who knows how much knowledge you tap right into. Your family could ask you anything and you could be like, yep, there's the answer. And you could just feed them straight from the fire hose. The force fire hose. That would be pretty awesome. And you know, if it takes no energy and you can just keep coming back, you could just hang out with your family and friends forever. You don't, like, guys, I hate to impose. I'm not going to eat your food. I'm not going to drink your booze. I'm just going to kind of show up. And when the party's over, I'll just vanish, literally. I think I've talked myself into being a force ghost.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. It's just such a hard debate, man. Like I keep thinking about like steak and lobster and sex and like I want to live, man.
Expense accounts.
Oh yeah, that's living right there.
I mean, think of the stuff you don't have to do if you're a force ghost. I wouldn't have to clean up cat litter anymore, which I consider to be the worst of household chores.
I'd want to be able to check out, though, as a force ghost, like, after, like, I don't want to outlive my kid. Like, you've out-force ghost lived my kids. Like, when it's, like, you know what I mean?
Well, maybe you could teach them, and they could be force ghosts, too.
Okay, if that's possible, then yes, absolutely.
And that's how it happened for Obi-Wan. And Yoda.
Nice.
Yeah, because you guys have seen Interstellar?
Interstellar, no. planetary, interstellar. No? Different one?
That's intergalactic.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
Neither of you have seen it?
I haven't seen it, actually, no.
Oh, man.
No, I'm pretty disappointed in myself for not seeing it. Jeez. It's Christopher Nolan movie.
It's really good. No, I feel like I can't talk about it now.
No, you can talk about it. It's on us. It's not like it's new.
I've heard enough about it. I know they need to find another planet or something. They find a wormhole.
Well, Matthew McConaughey leaves Earth in search of blah, blah, blah. Earth is dying. Crops are not growing. Yada, yada, yada. But time passes differently depending on where you are, gravity, wormholes, et cetera. So he's gone far longer than he was expected to be gone. And they got sidetracked out in space and emergencies that cost them, you know, 20 minutes in space. But for us on Earth, it cost, you know, 10 years. So when he leaves, his daughter, who he was very close to, she didn't want him to go. You know, the typical father-daughter relationship. They just didn't want to break that up. Or she didn't want to break that up. And it's a heartbreaking scene when he finally leaves. And he knows he's going to be gone for a while in her time, but he didn't think he'd be gone that long. And when he comes back, it's been a couple years or so for him. But for her, it's been literally her whole life. And she's like 90 years old now.
Oh.
So he comes back to Earth and it's been 80 years since he's been gone. Something like that. He leaves when she's a child. And you see her kind of she grows up to be Jessica Chastain, who I also think, incidentally, belongs in Star Wars.
Hmm.
And, you see her as an adult, but McConaughey's out in space. And by the time he returns, she's a withered old bag. And it's a little bit heartwarming. It's sad. It's bittersweet when she's on her deathbed. And he returns to Earth to kind of say goodbye to his daughter, who's now like a great-grandma in her own right.
Yes, anyway. I no thanks. Not the movie. I mean, like that experience. Like I don't want to outlive my kids at all.
No, no.
No, it's such a horrible feeling. Just I don't know, like, even if I'm at home and I'm like on the computer and he's like talking to me and I'm like, hang on, I'm busy, you know? And then I'm like, I look at him and I'm like, wait, like, I always make that time, you know? Like, even if it's like, which the majority of time it is, like a super silly question, you know? Like, I don't want to take that away from him, you know?
No, man, for sure. It goes so fast.
Anyway, that's my movie recommendation. It is really, really good. It's like 3 hours, so you need some time, but...
Hang on, Interstellar. Let me write that down.
Hey, man. It's totally...
That's crazy. Christopher Nolan's your boy, James.
No, you know what? It's McConaughey I don't really love, but it's probably why I haven't seen it yet.
Really? I love the McConaughey.
He's good in... Dazed and Confused.
And Candace feels that way about Russell Crowe. Like, she just can't take him seriously. She will not watch a movie with him in it.
I got a couple guys. Not that I won't, but there's a couple of actors that I have Affleck. And the other one, Ben. Man. What a useless lump of flesh that guy is. Yeah. Anyway.
Corey, do you have a would you rather?
Yeah, I got a would you rather or another something else we could do too if you guys wanted to have a stab at it.
Ah, what the hell?
Shoot.
All right. It's going to be not too Star Wars-y related, but it's involving nerddom. And I guess we'll go one for one instead of like having you guys like battle it out. It's going to be like a nerddom SAT type style stuff. So I'll give you an example. Like, the Death Star is to A New Hope as blank is to The Force Awakens. Bueller.
You want us to answer that?
Death Star is to A New Hope.
Star Killer.
As to blank. Correct. Is... Oh, I see. This is a game show. I got it now. I'm ready.
All right. So, Kyle, you want to start it off?
Sure.
All right. Wolverine is to Marvel as blank is to DC.
Lobo.
Yes. And this is all subjective, too. There's no, like, real right or wrong answer, but in this game there is.
Oh, this is... Wait, hold on a second. This is amazing. I'm flipping through channels here, because Lord knows I don't fully pay attention to what I'm doing. And I just found Gladiator. Russell Crowe. I should call my wife down to watch this.
That's a good Russell Crowe movie, though. There's two really good Russell Crowe movies. That's one of them.
L.A. Confidential is the other.
Yeah, that is a good movie. Yeah, that's a good movie.
Terrific movie.
Got jobbed in 97.
All right, James, you're up. You ready?
Shoot.
All right. Namor or Submariner is to Marvel
Aquaman.
As blank is to DC. There you go. All right, one and one. Kyle.
What?
Spider-Man 2099 is to Marvel as blank is to DC.
Oh, man.
For the record, I would not have gotten this one.
Booster Gold?
Incorrect. The answer would be Batman Beyond.
Oh, Christ. Nick McGuinness, right?
Wah, wah, wah.
What's that? Nick McGuinness?
Yeah. Yeah. That was a good show. All right, James, you're up. Thanos is to Marvel as blank is to
DC. Oh, come on. These are layups, man.
Is Galactus Thanos? Who's Thanos? I don't know.
I don't know.
The answer is Darkseid. I'm stealing it.
Darkseid is Thanos? Darkseid,
Darkseid. They look the
guy, Thanos is a dude.
The guy like, who beat up Superman is like the equivalent to Darkseid? Is it the equivalent to Thanos?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And they both look very much alike, too. One is just purple skin, the other's gray skinned.
Yeah, and the cartoon, especially in the animated, he really looks like the Thanos from the. Yeah. I guess maybe I should have gotten that. Okay, good question.
All right. So it's Kyle's now? All right.
There's only two of us you have to keep track here of.
Yeah, I got it. It's because you stole it. You're not playing by the rules here. Vision is to Marvel as blank is to DC.
Oh, come on. Dr. Fate.
No, I went with Martian Manhunter.
What? Because he can pass through walls?
Yeah, they just got the same kind of style.
Hmm. You could go either way on that. I give Kyle the point on that.
No. No point. No,
I'm reaching out to Tim and Troy over at the Nerd Room.
That's fine.
They're gonna. I need them to help us out on this one.
All right, James, you up?
What's that Gladiators dude's name? Is it Gladiator? Is there a superhero like a lot like Superman called Gladiator?
There's Shazam.
No, Captain Marvel, Shazam. I remember once in the animated series, he flicks away Juggernaut. He shows up and saves the X-Men. I'm pretty sure it's Gladiator. Anyway, sorry, go on. I'm going to look him up while you're asking me. Yeah.
All right. Hawkeye is to Marvel as Blank is to DC.
I don't know. Who's the sharpshooter for DC?
Green Arrow.
All right.
Yeah.
I know there's a TV show about that guy.
Yeah.
Apparently it's gone right off the rails.
Yeah. Have you ever enjoyed a TV series that's superhero related? I haven't found one yet that I think is good.
I keep getting into them and then I don't follow through. Well, you know what? I'm kind of lying. I've been watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. since the beginning, and as well as Gotham.
I haven't tried Gotham, to be fair. So
I mean, they trample over the timeline, but for some reason I can't look away. I don't know if it's because I'm just too invested at this point, or if it's just like it's just guilty pleasure TV.
Yeah, I got right out of Gotham just because of the whole time thing that you were saying, Kyle. Like, no good. But I did watch the first two or three seasons of Smallville, like, religiously.
I liked Smallville for a couple of seasons. You're right. But they got so bad.
So CW. Fan.
I actually liked Lois and Clark, The Adventures of Superman, too.
No.
Yeah, I did for at least a season. She was so pretty.
Of course. I liked it, too. Like, when we were kids, I was like, yeah, Superman's on.
And Superman
like,
was on. Evening, that's it. Exactly. ABC. There was Superman on. Come on. But no, but they're all bad. That's what I was getting at. Is they're all in the end? They're all pretty bad.
Well, whereas Marvel is killing it in the movies and DC is having trouble on the big screen, it's sort of flipped. At least the perception is that flips when you get to TV, where not so many people like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. didn't do it for me. Is Supergirl good? Did you guys watch that one?
I watched the first few episodes and I enjoyed it, but. I just had too many things going on and it got cut. But that's one of the shows that people say is really good.
Really, eh? I have a hard time with that one. But maybe I should give it a chance.
And Superman is in the show now.
Who's playing Superman?
I don't know. Some guy.
This guy.
I don't like how there's two separate universes, though. I wish they...
No, me neither. I really don't like that. It's kind of annoying.
Well, apparently the best show of them all is Flash. That one I have no problem finding tons of praise for.
Well, you know what the cool thing about Flash is, too, is that I think they cover a lot of the time paradox stuff because of what he does, kind of, I guess, you know?
Yeah, no, people love the Flash. All right, you still have more questions there, Corey, or are you done?
Well, I had one more, but you know what? I figured seeing as how you're up one, I'll cut it there and I'll say this last question, whatever one of you spits it out first, and if you come up with something even more interesting that I deem works, you could win it.
There's a loophole.
There is a loophole here for both of you. And I have a couple of answers written down, so if you peg anyone on this list. So, okay, there's a battle royale between... all of, like, you know, everyone, Marvel, like, movies, every fictional character you've ever known and loved, they're all fighting. Who is the last man standing?
Captain Kirk.
Yeah, he was on the short list. That's one of them.
John McClane.
I'll allow it.
I'll allow it.
Yeah, that's a good one. My two answers were Batman and Chuck Norris.
Oh, good man.
Where's He-Man on your list?
He's not on the list, man.
No, his He-Man and his bowl cut doesn't make the list?
No. No. That would have been low-hanging fruit. I like what you guys said. McLean's unbreakable.
Yeah, I also would have accepted
Indiana Jones.
Yeah, but he's never fought an alien, only humans. Come on. Captain Kirk has never met an alien he can't beat up.
He's just one of those dudes, like just like the movie Unbreakable. Indy's part of that category.
Dutch from Predator. He's a tough hombre.
Doesn't he bite it in the movie?
Apollo Creed?
Or is that...
No. He gets to the chopper.
Oh, yeah, it's true. I was thinking of John Matrix.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Matrix doesn't bite it either.
No, he's in the... That's Schwarzenegger in Commando.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say... personally, I think Unbreakable might be my top... Like, if someone said, what's the best made superhero movie of all time, it might be Unbreakable. It's not a classic comic book movie, but it is a superhero movie, and it's a really good movie.
It's the only good Shyamalan movie.
I agree. Even though The Sixth Sense was kind of like, it had the good shock, like The Sixth Sense when it got to the end.
See, that's
you know?
The thing. If you saw it coming, then it wasn't a very good movie.
Like that moment, that twist in The Sixth Sense has that movie on the top 100 AFI films of all time, which I think is crazy.
It is crazy.
It does not belong there. I mean, yes, I tip my cap to M. Night Shyamalan for rickrolling the entire population of the planet. Nobody saw that coming. But come on, that doesn't belong on that list.
Yeah, no argument here.
All right, I've got... go ahead, Corey.
Okay, go on, Kyle. No, go for it if you got one.
All right, so would you rather... So Han Solo's freighter in The Force Awakens is called the Aravana. So would you rather start at one end of the ship and have to make it to the other, knowing there's a Rathtar on the loose, or swim from one end of Yoda's pond to the other, knowing there's that... whatever monster that eats R2 and spits him out is in there.
Yeesh.
Ooh, I'm not a fan of the water thing. Even like, even
it's
here
a short
on Earth
swim.
In regular circumstances, I'm very afraid of jumping in water where I can't see the bottom. Not very afraid, but it's a thing that creeps me out.
Yeah, it's terrifying, but it's a short swim. The Aravana is a big ship.
No, I'm definitely going...
I feel like I got more chance on my feet. I'm going to run.
Wow, you're dead, James.
No, I don't know.
You're so dead. Yeah, you're done.
I could get down and like, I could just at the last second, like pull up a grid and go down a vent shaft. And then he goes over me and then his tentacle. Yeah, no, dude.
Now you're going to bust out the screwdriver to open the vent shaft. Ray's not there to save you, man.
I'm telling you, I'll be fine.
Now I'm going to do the swamp just for the sole purpose that Luke jumped in the swamp. And managed to get to the other side.
You're not Luke.
Relatively, no problem. But it was R2 who's kind of like struggling in the swamp, who kind of drew a bit of too much attention to himself. And
yeah, can't say you're wrong.
But I know what you mean. Stand by me style too, swamp. Ugh.
No good.
Yeah, no, the whole being eaten by a shark or any other type of sea monster. Fuck that, man.
Hell yeah, that'd be a bad way to go.
I hate sharks. They scare me.
Jesus. Did I ever tell you the first time I went to Cuba, I went with an ex-girlfriend and her neighbors. So just four of us went down. And for whatever stupid reason, every flight out to Cuba leaves at like 3 a.m. And so I guess it's to capitalize on your first day there, because you get to your resort generally by lunchtime that day. So we got there late morning and everybody naturally was zonked. but I'm not one to, at that time anyway, I was 20, 21 years old. I'm not one to nap. I am now, but wasn't then. And I can't just sit on a beach. Never could. I still can't. So everybody else went and nodded off for a couple hours to catch up on sleep. And I'm like, I'm going to go just explore. And so I went down to the beach and I rented some flippers and a snorkel from a hut. And I just took off. Awesome. And I swam out past like two or three sandbars until the water just dropped right off. Like between sandbars, it would be like, you know, 8-10 feet deep. But then it would get shallower, shallower as you got to a sandbar, and you could stand up and the water was knee deep. And then you would just keep going and it would do the same cycle until you hit that last sandbar. And then the water just, it gets to 20, 30 feet real quick. And so at that point I was like, maybe I should not go this deep. But what was cool, what had me go out that far, and I had to have been 3/4 of a kilometer out, was this show that was being put on before me of all these tropical fish just swimming just a couple feet beneath me. And so at the last sandbar, there's a bunch of, you know, outcroppings of rock and stone, coral. I'm like, I'm going to dive down there and just take a good look. So I take a deep breath. And I swim down maybe 10, 12 feet, which I think is probably an exaggeration. It's probably more like 6 or 7. and I look, I just stop and I look into the rock, and it was amazing. It was like, you know, when you go to the pet store and they just have this giant aquarium just filled with these fish. It was exactly
That's
like
cool,
that.
That's cool, man. That's
just,
awesome.
But huge. And I was like, God damn it. Like, where's my underwater camera? And then I turn around and I look behind me. And it's just open water that just fades to black. And it's just clean and clear water all the way as far as you can possibly see. And all I could imagine was a shark coming, shooting right out and just snatching me. And that would be it for me. I was like a Looney Tune running on top of the water after that. I bolted to the surface and I was just like, I was made for shore so fast.
Yeah, you get that in your head and it gets you out of the water pretty quick.
Yeah. There's a phobia. What's that called?
Reasonable fear of terrifying things.
Yeah, common sense, I like to call it. Oh, man. I didn't go out that deep ever again. Except until we went to El Salvador, my wife and I, for our honeymoon. And went out a little too far, and the undertow started getting a hold of some of us.
Oh, boy.
That's serious, man. And like Candace was further inland, so she was okay. But I was out there with a man and his wife, and she was struggling. She was in trouble. And the husband, I was closer to her than he was. And he goes, can you need to help her? And I was like 10 feet away. So I just swam over to her and she grabbed a hold of me. And I could barely scrape the bottom of the water with my toe. So at least I had some kind of leverage. So I helped her into shore, but that it was scary, man, because the waves were coming in. I guess it was the tides were changing, and the waves would come in, you know, 6-7 feet high, and just they would literally pick you up out of the water and slam you down into the bottom. And I came out of that, and my elbows and knees were bloodied. They were all four bleeding, just because kept getting picked up and slammed down into the sand and dragged. It was tough, man.
Powerful force that ocean, eh?
Oh, yeah. Like you,
the forces of nature.
You get completely ragdolled, and there's not a damn thing you can do about it. Like, I had, like, salt water up my nose. It was almost, like, I still had my wits about me, knowing that, yes, I can still touch the bottom, and if I just stand up straight, I'm okay. But I was being ragdolled. And
it's scary.
Yeah, the beach patrol, they started sending out like jet skis to start pulling people back. It was getting pretty rowdy. Anyway, I just hijacked the show.
No, I like that. That was good.
Yeah, El Salvador, recommended if you're looking for a off the beaten path place to go. And pupusas, man, you can't beat a good locally made pupusa.
That sounds pretty good.
Oh, it's good. Hey, did you guys saw when they released the 3D Blu-ray for The Force Awakens? They showed that they teased that Chewbacca scene where he pulls off Unkar Plott's arm. but they never actually went through with the whole thing, right? Did you guys see that deleted scene? Yeah, now it's available. Can't believe I didn't send it to you guys.
I gotta see it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. Oh man, I should definitely send that to you guys. It's.
Does he beat him with them after, or like raise them in the air and like helicopter with them?
No, well, it's not as graphic as you would think. Like it's kind of a cutaway shot, and then you just see his arm land on the table where a bunch of aliens are playing some kind of game. And they just turn back and yell profanities in their direction. You ruined our game, asshole.
That's awesome.
But yeah, the scene's out there. I'll link it to you guys after. It's totally worth seeing. But I wanted to ask you guys, if given the chance, whose limb would you like to pull off? Living, fictitious. It's time to air your grievances.
Donald Trump.
At the moment, I'd have to say Trump.
Just pull off. Corey will pull off one. Let's quarter this guy.
Dude, I can whack a ball too, man. You ever seen that?
Whoa, what? You know,
back in the day, I have a serious cut with the baseball, man. I would just take his own arm and just smack him so hard in the face. Oh, God. He'd
play T-ball with his own arm.
We love us some Trump,
man.
Yeah.
Hey, man, that's going to be the leader of the free world in just a couple days from now. Right.
Good God.
Actually, if all goes to plan... I don't know what time the inauguration is on the 20th, but this show will probably release on the 20th.
Yep.
You just slandered the leader of the free world, Corey.
Good.
He's going to take the Twitter and he's going to attack you.
You think I'm happy about it? I'm scared, man. Like,
yeah, we got to start building up our emergency reserves.
Yep. I know we talked about that already.
All right. Well, I got nothing else.
It feels like we did it.
I got a quick one for you guys, too. Just quickly. Our good friend at Boxerless, Bosk, asked me this on my birthday. Our good friend Wesley. Just quickly. Would you guys skip out on Star Wars for a year, a whole year? So at one point, you're missing a premiere. You know, it can't be the 16th. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're missing out on the premiere. So would you miss out on a whole year of Star Wars? Can't do anything Star Wars, nothing. Or a lifetime of no birthdays?
I'll skip. I mean, I can resume Star Wars activities on day 366?
Yeah.
I'll bite the bullet. It'll be a difficult year, but I'll bite the bullet.
That's what I said. I said I'd probably go crazy at one point during the year, but I still like it. I said the Star Wars merch and swag that you get from birthday gifts and stuff is too considerable to pass
it,
up.
I think it entirely depends. Well, it depends on two things. How much do you really love your birthday and how old you are? Because I think if you were asking someone who's older than we are, they'd say, I've had enough birthdays. I don't care anymore. It's just another day. And I'm getting to that point where it's just another
day. No one's older than we are, Kyle. Come on. It's a clean sweep, though. I would also keep my birthdays. Because, you know, cake.
And free stuff.
Yeah.
Star Wars stuff, man.
Oh, wait. So would people not be allowed to buy you Star Wars stuff?
No, they wouldn't. Not during that.
No, you can buy you Star Wars stuff.
Nope. Not during that year.
That wasn't part of the deal.
You know Star Wars stuff for a year.
No, but they can buy you stuff. You just can't, like, indulge in it. Like, you know that it's yours. And knowing is half the battle.
You are the king of the loophole.
Hey, Corey, we're just about ready to wrap the show, but we never talked about your latest poll.
Oh, yeah.
Oosh. That's true, eh?
This is why we do show notes, people. If you've learned anything listening to this podcast, is that you got to do show notes.
And also, podcasting leads to technical difficulties.
All right, I'll just run it down quickly then. We had a good one this week. We spoke about it on Tumbling Saber, but we had the exact same poll that our buddy Mark over at Talk Star Wars was going to run. And I literally had my finger on the button and I set it up. You guys have anything like last words? And Kyle said, yo, don't do it. Like Mark just posted this one. So quickly we got, I guess the Woody Harrelson thing kind of inspired me again for this question. So we said, Hashtag Star Wars, which character would you most like to see have a role in the upcoming Han Solo film? Comment for other or all of the above. Your options were Boba Fett, Jabba the Hutt, Maz Kanata, or Hondo Onaka. We got a total of 240 votes, which is great for the first poll of the new year. I was super happy about that.
That's, yeah, it's a great turnout.
And, yeah, 16% for Hondo Onaka. Big disappointment. 18% for Jabba, 22% for Maz, and a resounding 44% for Boba Fett, which is kind of a bit surprising.
Boba Fett. Yeah, boo Boba Fett. Corey, yell at the listeners and tell them they got it wrong.
Yeah, like, I don't want to say it like this, but I almost feel as if when people see these questions, it's almost as if they take it in a way like, who do you expect to see? You know what I mean?
Well, no,
I'm talking about the fanboy.
Maybe that's who they want to see. I like how Corey doesn't want to see them, so he refuses to accept that that's who people want to see.
Yeah, Corey, the answer, we've had this argument before, but your question was clear. And yeah, sometimes they're clear as mud, but this one's clear.
Which it is character very clear.
Would you most like to see have a role? Not do you think will have a role? It's a clear question. You can't assume that people are screwing it up because they didn't give you the answer you wanted. So people want to see Boba Fett.
It makes sense, though, too.
People want to see Boba Fett.
It's surprising, but...
It's
surprising that it was such a landslide.
Maybe that's surprising. I'm not surprised at all that Boba Fett ran away with it.
I think our choices
this thing
were
falls
solid
two ways. I expect to see Boba Fett in the movie, so I'm not going to vote for him. It's almost like when you're playing football and the ref throws a flag. It's a free play. I know I'm getting that, so I may as well just take somebody else. So I chose Maz Kanata.
Nice.
I chose Hondo.
Wow. I chose the other option. I would like to see zeros across the board and just 240 comments of everyone saying everybody.
Yeah, I don't think you were going to get that.
Nope.
I could see all these people being in the same mood. These four characters can definitely... I'm looking at the names right now and I could see them all gelling together in some kind of mishmash story. Like Hondo and Maz, Jabba...
All right, let's wrap it up. Good poll, Corey. I enjoyed that one. So, do we have another one lined up?
No, we got some time to think about that one. We'll have to round table that one.
All right. Well, then let's say goodbye. This is the last of the podcasts in the pre-Trump world. Let's not. I mean, yes, it's got some weird, kind of scary stuff, but let's not overreact yet.
Yeah, we gotta hope for the best, people.
No choice.
Nope. Or just turn a blind eye, and you know.
Okay, guys, where can we find you,
James?
I am at Tommy Bombadil 1. I never go first.
Never.
Nope.
How you guys like this year instead of the Chop Rules with a Z? I'm going Chop Rules with a Z. Is that much better?
No,
you guys like that?
We hate it.
I hate it too. I'm going back to the original.
No more mustard on your call out?
We'll see what happens, man. 2017 is going to be full of surprises.
Nice.
Okay. All right, say something else. You guys finish the show. I don't want to talk anymore.
Fuck.
You love doing that right at the end, eh? So I just got to take out the lightsaber. You know what? Maybe
to.
I'll find.
Have to. You know. We're not part of that podcast app anymore. So
we can leave this. We can leave this shit in.
You
motherfucker.
You could.
I like the lightsaber. Kind of makes it funnier though, in a way.
It does for sure. I'll try to find the shooting effect from the stupid little pea shooter that Ezra has.
Pew, pew.
It's still a lightsaber effect.
It's a staple gun, as Mark would say.
Well coined. All right, so we say goodbye. Did we say we're part of the Commonwealth and we love all our friends?
We didn't. You guys do it.
We're part of a Commonwealth and we love all our friends.
Yeah, and we got friends.
We have friends. You can find our friends over at StarWarsCommonwealth.com. That would include the aforementioned Talk Star Wars and
Skyhoppers.
Skyhoppers, Generation X-Wing,
the Nerd Room
Squadron, the Nerd Room. All winners, man. all Roman. Winning podcasts that you should be listening to. God damn it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we got the Roundtable and Roman podcast and too much going on.
A lot going on. And
so much good content.
So much. All right. We're on iTunes. Head over there. Please leave us a review. Help us grow the show. Expose us to more eyeballs and get some more fans. Bring some more people into the Commonwealth. That's one way you can help do that. And otherwise, hook up with us on Facebook and Twitter. Yada, yada, yada. And have a good weekend, and we'll talk next week.
Thank you for listening to the Sith Disturbers Podcast, brought to you by the Warped Minds at the Tumbling Saber, proud member of the Star Wars Commonwealth Network. Visit StarWarsCommonwealth.com and take your first step into a larger world.